Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to episode 25 of Come Get Your Podcast. I'm your host, Adam.
I am your host, Dustin.
And I am Chris.
Daddy's home.
Mm.
Daddies are home. Because this Daddies is the first time we've been together, all three of us, on an episode in two episodes.
The boys are back in town.
Literally like a month.
Yeah, it was weird recording without you last episode.
That's strange, because I was going to say it was quite easy recording without you when you weren't here.
Damn. I was going to say, he said it was weird. I was like, this is pretty Damn. Simple.
Granted, we had a third to fill the gap.
True. A third that does a very, very good job of just talking at length about a lot of very cool gaming things. So,
he is and also shitting on scholar. Ready Player One. And...
Yeah, hey, sometimes you gotta take a slice of that humble pie and just wolf it down.
It's tasty. I liked it, Josh. But you're always welcome to come back, my friend.
Every single anytime starting to sense Chris is getting a little big in his britches to the point where we're getting really annoyed with it, we're gonna have him guest host. Just send you back down to earth, man.
What I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna clip that entire section of Josh just shitting on Ready Player One, and I'm just gonna save that. So anytime Chris is getting too big for his britches, I'm just gonna play it.
I never knew I was big for my britches ever.
All jokes aside, it was thank you for coming on. I didn't get to say that last time, Mr. Boykin, but it was a pleasure, and we'll do it again soon. Speaking of, he's trying to work on probably one of the coolest concepts of a board game, or figuring out a way to stream it, I should say, of a really awesome concept of a board game called Drop Mix, which we started recording probably like 40 minutes later than we originally intended to, because we got sucked into what that game was about.
Yeah, watching Josh's stream, mostly derailing him from his point, just to talk about the Berenstain Bears.
And Evanescence. As you do. Dustin and I had a conversation earlier today on our lunch break about how you should be able to rate every band on a 1 to Evanescence scale. Beatles are 2,000, was that
it? It's like 1,000, 2,000 Evanescences.
Right.
We'll have a chart.
That's a good score.
Mm-hmm.
For the Beatles.
Hey, I have this new band that I listen to. Yeah, but are they better than Evanescence? That's all you gotta ask. If they are, I'll give it a listen. If they're not...
It really streamlines everything.
It does.
Just in terms of, you know, music.
I mean, whatever. That's a good scoring.
Yeah, right?
I feel like we lost Chris.
He got quieter and quieter, and rightfully so. And
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
If you listen back and you listen carefully to like that 30, 40 seconds or so, you can actually probably hear him shaking his head in uttermost disgust at the two of us.
He's still thinking about Ready Player One.
I was reading about Care Credit, no interest if paid in full within 12 months promotional financing plan.
I mean, it's smart to plan ahead for your future.
Yeah.
Apparently that's what the ads on this website want me to do, so I'm going to do it.
I think you should fill that's it out. Good. Give out your social security number to as many people as you can.
That's already been done. Equifax, thank you very much.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Got him.
No, but it's been a...
would you say it's been a while?
Oh, God.
Damn it.
I said this is the first time us three have probably been together in a month.
It has been.
Just because, I mean, we played D&D last Saturday. Don't get me wrong. Okay. Yeah,
and that was great.
We did. But, like, besides that, I mean, it's been like God of War came out and then Destiny 2 expansion. I haven't played a game on my PC in over a month.
I gotta say, I have neither of those games or expansions. I mean, I have Destiny 2, but I don't have the expansion.
Dragon Ball FighterZ once in a while, which is a lot of fun.
I keep almost pulling the trigger on that.
A lot of fun, let me just tell you. A lot of fun. And then I'm actually pretty excited for that Detroit Becoming Human, or Become Human. I played the demo for it.
Oh, yeah,
and it's pretty good. I like it. And, like, but basically you play, like, one mission in there or one, like, little story thing where you have to rescue a hostage. And at the end of it, it shows you the, you know, how many paths you could have taken. Not what they lead to, but, like, you could have actually done so many different things to get somewhere. So it makes you want to it makes you want to play it again.
That's
so
cool. Like,
it's like, what could I have done differently? So well, it's... Cool. I would recommend it if you haven't played the demo yet.
I'm assuming Sony's going to keep, like, I don't know if you've kept up with that story since we talked about it several episodes ago.
I have not.
The company, which is, what's the name of it? David Cage is the owner of, is Quantic Dream. That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Apparently, when we last talked about it, they had a few French newspapers had sources inside formerly from Quantic Dream and talking about how much of a boys' club it is and how David Cage thinks himself as a god, which is, you know, kind of true when you look at some stuff. He has a pretty big god complex. Not saying that he makes bad games, but there was the past couple since Heavy Rain have not done that well. And now their company is suing all those publications for, you know, spreading lies, essentially slander.
Yeah.
But they can't back up any of those claims, and all the publication sources have, I don't know, it's going into a gigantic legal battle, and with this game coming out, that should be interesting. still intrigued by the game, though, especially when it has... Like, here's all the paths you could have taken, but...
Well, yeah. And so...
Yeah, I like that idea.
And this just leads me to, like... I remember talking at work with a buddy about this. Demos in games aren't a present, really, anymore. And had I not played the demo for this game, I might not have considered buying it.
Mm-hmm.
The same could be said when Doom came out. If I had not played the demo for Doom, I don't know that I would have bought it.
True.
Please... Bring demos back. Simple enough.
Well, especially with Doom, I can definitely relate to, because that made me want to buy the game as well, and did. So, like, demos work. PT had that game come out. Oh, yeah. I would have bought that game.
Absolutely.
Very much so.
So, like, even... I mean, I was probably going to buy Metal Gear 5 regardless. But they technically came out with, what was the prequel to that?
Metal Gear? Ground Zeroes.
Ground Zeroes, thank you. Like, that was essentially a very, very large demo. It's a standalone game, but essentially it's a demo. It was a demo for Metal Gear 5.
I will say, if you're going to come out with a demo for a game, make sure it's good. Because I remember downloading the demo or the beta, whatever, access for the first Battlefield game. And really enjoying it. That was a lot of fun to play it. But then once you factored in that you started to realize that that was all the game was going to be, that actually prevented me from buying the game.
It's about Battlefield or Battlefront?
Battlefront, what did I say? Battlefield.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Battlefront. I mean, that was really fun to play the beta.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But yeah, like once it was like, yeah, there's going to be no campaign, it's just going to be this, I was like, well, I don't need to buy the game.
Well, then, you know, they came back with Battlefront 2.
Yeah, but I think that speaks more to, you know, make a complete game opposed to offer a beta slash demo and have that be most of the game. Yeah,
I guess, but...
But it was a fun demo. If there was more to that game, I would have bought it.
I think I'm going to check out the Detroit.
Essentially, all I'm saying is hashtag bring back Pizza Hut demo discs. Thank you very much.
Please, please, please. I want Chex Quest 2.
Oh, God!
At E3 this year.
I mean, I might check out Detroit Become Human just based off of Chris's suggestion.
It was one of my games that I was most looking forward to for 2018.
Yep.
So
yeah, I think it was on our radar up until all of that shit happened, and then we kind of fell off of it. But
there's a demo. I'll try a demo. That's fine. No harm, no foul.
Hell no. What's there to lose?
Well, and then I'm playing his, it was a PlayStation free game, the Beyond Two Souls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying it. You know, it doesn't have terrible reviews, and I've only just started, you know, so I'm curious to see what that's going to be like.
I've heard up and down things about it. I heard it starts very well, so you got that to look forward to.
Yeah, I've done like the first couple like intro levels, I guess you could say, and
the concept is very cool too.
It so far what I've gotten, it seems pretty pretty nice. Friend at work said it's slow, it's, you know, really story driven. I'm like, he's complaining about it. I'm like, oh yeah, story driven.
Single player.
you sold me. You sold me. Say no more.
From what I understand, David Cage has great ideas, and then kind of falls off on execution as his game goes on / movie, I guess, goes on. But we'll see. Beyond Two Souls is not badly reviewed by any means, and if you're excited about the demo, I'm excited to try it out now, so we'll see what
happens. It's not super long either, you know, cool. The demo, but it gives you a good understanding of what the game will be like, and I'm assuming one of the main characters is the one you play. It's the one you've seen in the trailers out there, the android,
the guy, negotiator guy.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
Cool. Well, we'll see what happens.
Hopefully. And I always like a game that shows Detroit being a great city, you know, like a fantasy world. It's pretty sweet.
As opposed to what
it not being a great city.
There's parts of it that are good. Well, like I said, there's going to be ensuing legal battles over in France over all this stuff, and it'll be interesting to see what Sony does with them post-release and how much of sales will affect their decision. I'm assuming they will keep them because David Cage is a name, and you can't really oust him from himself. So I'm assuming Quantic Dream will stick around, unlike some other studios as of late, which this time it has nothing to do with EA. Shocker there. Has to do. Don't be too dickish about this. Oh
man!
Boss Key Productions, from our friend Cliff Bleszinski, had to shut down recently since the last episode because of the two games they attempted to make, Lawbreakers and Radical Heights, were not performing. Either to his standards or, I'm assuming, more investors' standards. And the plug had to be pulled. So Bosky Productions is no more. If you care to remember, when Lawbreakers had come out and was kind of starting to struggle, our dear, my co-host Chris here, asked head of Bosky Productions, Cliff Bleszinski, if he'd ever considered moving the game to free-to-play, because there had been several games that had gone that route and generated lots of revenue. And he was did he respond, or did he just block you?
No, he just blocked me.
Okay, and he was promptly blocked.
And I didn't have, like, I remember going through the history of it the last time we brought this up on an episode, and I didn't say anything bad. And it was before the game came out. You know, I just asked him if he considered a free-to-play model because it looked to be successful. And blocked. I laugh. It's a joke, obviously. The people at the company, I wish them the best. You know, you saw some really good responses from, like, Blizzard, for instance, had tweeted out to Bosky and said, you know, put out there the career page, said we have a lot of openings, please feel free to apply. Epic's things like getting that.
Some of them back as well.
Yeah.
So they're crossing back over that line.
I just think Cliffy B's a douche, but
Maybe he's having a bad day, but he has kind of had a history of, I don't know, delusions of grandeur.
He's a dude, bro.
He's kind of a dude. Not that that's wrong or bad, but he definitely, when Bosky Productions started and Lawbreakers was announced, he was definitely full steam ahead and saying there's plenty of room for Overwatch and I think Paladins possibly, and or League of Legends, or I forget what MOBA he was comparing it to, but it was essentially Lawbreakers was another Overwatch. And he was saying there's room for a third. And then obviously, he was a former employee of Epic, and spearheaded basically the Gears of War games up to a certain point, and is still making, I'm assuming, has royalties on that, so is still making hand over fist with that. And wanted to make another $1 million idea, and that was Lawbreakers, and then that didn't work out, and then he decided to re-innovate everything and make a battle royale game after his former company has dominated.
Absolutely dominated, yeah.
Dominated isn't strong enough of a word.
No.
I don't know if there is even a word to describe how well Fortnite is doing.
Somehow, they're trendsetters, and they didn't even start this trend, but they are absolutely crushing it.
They started the trend in an optimized battle royale genre.
Yeah.
Keyword is optimized. They put their stuff on a polished platform, and you see how well it's doing.
And we've touched on that before. Like, they had worked on that game 7 years prior to the battle royale even being thrown in there. So, like, it was very well optimized, and it is, the proof is in the pudding. Mm-hmm. And, Radical Heights came out after they decided, well, we're not going to support Lawbreakers anymore. And I think there's 10 guys, literally 10 guys playing Lawbreakers still, if the servers are still on, because of how much they love that game somehow. And then Radical Heights came out for a month. And then on May 14th, he released a statement saying, as of today, this is Cliff Bleszinski, by the way, quote, as of today, Bosky Productions is effectively no more. 4 years ago, I set out to make a world-class video game studio, and I hired some of the best talent in the video game industry. They worked tirelessly to produce quality products. And while we had our ups and downs, I'd like to think we had fun doing it. Lawbreakers was a great time, unfortunately failed to gain traction. And in the last ditch attempt, we scrambled to do our take on a huge battle royale genre with Radical Heights, which was well received. However, it's too little too late. And that's where I'm just going to cut it off. So end quote. And basically just goes on. He's taking time off to reevaluate. And I'm sure we'll see him again eventually.
Yeah, I mean, surprisingly, he's kind of laying low after doing that, other than possibly being trolled on Twitter, like some people like to do.
Allegedly. I mean, he perceived it as being trolled somehow, sure. Even though asking if he was going to do a specific pay model is totally legit question.
Yeah, exactly. I remember I tweeted at him something similar to that, and he just responded with no, or I can't remember, but he was actually fairly nice to me when I tweeted at him, Chris, so I don't know what you did to piss him off, man. So badly.
People have bad days. Maybe.
I mean, me and his wife used to be part of the Pure Onage gaming community back in the day, so I don't know. I talked to her a few times, used to play Team Fortress 2 with her. I don't know. I got nothing against him.
Maybe you didn't let her be sniper. I don't know.
I mean, Cliffy B will land on his feet. He'll be fine.
There was one game that they put out something about, like, his ideas that were not approved, and there was one concept which I thought was really cool. It was like an RPG, futuristic ninja game, and I'm like, yeah, there needs to be more ninja games, honestly. Like,
hey man,
it just made me think of Tenchu, sure. You know.
I'd take a ninja game. That could be fun if it's done right.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe, I don't know. Well, that's the other thing, too. If those ideas were shown, I'm assuming Epic owns the rights to those. That was my phone just dropping, so that's cool. I'm assuming Epic would own the rights to those, so I don't know if we'll ever see that. But I don't know. Hopefully he uses his time off wisely after he gets his head right.
Yeah, I mean, either he'll start something else on his own, or, you know, one of these developers will pick him up if he doesn't feel like going out on his own again. But
hopefully
the dude will be fine. I mean, he's
hopefully coming back to Humble Pie. Hopefully he ate his and will keep that in mind, because
it's all about how you not a good look. No, yeah, it's all about how you turn your failures into successful stories, I should say. Yeah. So,
Chris, if he unblocked you and apologized, not that he will.
Yeah.
Would you ask him again by the time next, whatever his next game is, if it's a multiplayer game, if it'd be free to play? Because you should.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why not?
Knowing Chris, the moment he got unblocked, he would ask if he would just. I think he would just rephrase the question again and ask him again.
Would Bosky still be around if Lawbreakers was free to play?
Exactly.
Well, the best part about him blocking you was like 3-4 months later. Or maybe, I forget how, in relation to when you asked that question when the game came out, but like it wasn't too long after the game had been released and was out for a decent amount of time that they went to free to play to try and salvage everything.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, too little too late because you're too proud.
Try to give them that free consulting, you know, work.
Exactly.
I'm not sure the game would have been very successful had it been free to play from the beginning, to be honest with you. It feels like he was trying to jump into a market that was already saturated with some very, very good games. So,
and then decided to follow up by jumping into a market that was already saturated by some very, very good games.
Exactly. You need to stay ahead of the curve. You can't be chasing the trend.
Not the smartest decisions.
His first decision would have been ahead of the curve had it been free to play. That's the problem.
It would have been better off in the long run.
It would have started out with a lot more audience. Like, oh man, yeah, I can't buy Overwatch, but I can play this game, which is free. So,
guess we'll see when he has Gears of War in the future. Whatever. I'm assuming he's going back to that. I would have to imagine, but time will tell.
Good luck.
Best of luck. Everybody else, hope you land on your feet somewhere. It seems like the people who are important in the video gaming industry took notice and are trying to help. So that's a nice, at least, you know, somewhat.
No, absolutely. I think that's tunnel. The story, like the best part of the story was definitely that, you know, the video game companies as a whole really, you know, stick together strong regardless of, you know, what console it is or, you know, who made it, developer, or anything. Like, even like when God of War came out and got really good reviews, like other companies were like, good, you know, they were throwing those tweets out there, good job, you know.
It's a tight-knit community.
Same thing with movies, you know, Infinity War got, you know, box office grossing opening weekend, I think it was, and that beat out The Force Awakens, and Disney put it out, which same company, you know, Star Wars put it out to Marvel, but it's still the same company.
I don't want to spoil any more of Infinity War than was last episode, but I did see it, and it's fucking great. If you haven't, please do it. And then go listen to last episode, second half.
Yeah, listen to the second half if you haven't already. We break it down.
Ooh, such a good
movie.
It's a good
time. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I'm all thrown off. It's Friday night. It's not our normal recording time.
It's Friday night, and we're all, like, kind of out of it as well.
It's been long weeks individually for each of us, work-wise and school-wise. And
it's 9:20 at night, and I'm drinking an iced coffee. A large a venti.
Some say that would be a bold move, especially because we're going to be going golfing at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's going to be
because it's someone's bachelor party. The time has finally come.
Y'all ready for this?
Ba-na-na.
I think I should tell you, Dustin. I would love to be there. I would.
It's
okay. I honestly thought for a second that's all you were gonna say.
No, I would.
You know, I'd like to tell you this. I'd love to be there.
I'll see you tomorrow.
And this is all you say.
No,
I get it. It's a long way to go. It could be expensive. It's all good, bro.
Terrorizing
anxiety that it fills me up when I just think about whatever you guys are gonna be doing.
I'm excited to see some of the other people and how they act based on the limited time I've had conversations with them via Facebook Messenger.
Oh yeah. It's
going to be interesting to see how people handle themselves, but
it's a good group going, but it's going to be a fun time.
We'll pour one out for you tomorrow.
I'll be there in spirit.
Hell yeah, you will.
That's your secret. You're always there in spirit.
Thank you.
When I looked behind me, there was one set of footprints. That was Chris carrying me.
Crispin Glover saying, I'm your destiny.
I was trying to think of a fucking quote from that rat movie he was in.
Ratatouille?
No, fuck.
Oh, the fucking Stephen King movie?
Yeah.
Wilson, start with a W.
Wilfred?
Wilfred. No, that was the Elijah Wood TV show. God damn it. Okay. Now I gotta look it up.
Yeah.
Crispin Glover. It starts with a W. I do know that.
Willard. Oh, Willard.
And then you get, you know, that was what, 2003?
No, okay. It was that long ago?
Yeah, I remember when that came out, unfortunately. Or fortunately, I don't know. I don't remember it being a terrible movie, but probably wasn't good. Oh, he was in Beowulf?
Oh, what?
Hot Tub Time Machine. That was a fun
movie. Guys, we need to do a Crispin Glover movie marathon.
I'm game.
And but then we gotta watch. But then we gotta watch his interview with David Letterman.
Oh, that fucking interview. I'm surprised he didn't fucking River Phoenix on that show.
Oh, God, no kidding.
I loved that interview with River. You mean
Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, that was nuts.
Joaquin Phoenix is the alive brother of River Phoenix.
Yeah.
I'd never seen a River Phoenix interview before.
Oh, no, I'm saying River Phoenix died from an overdose in a gutter face down.
Yeah.
The way Crispin Glover was acting on that interview, I fully expected that same result.
Yeah, it's like a week later, he'd be in some ditch somewhere.
We'll get back to video games, I promise. Crispin Glover was in the 2002 Lil Bow Wow movie, Like Mike. I'm just throwing that
yes, out. Yes, was
what?
He?
What? I don't know who let him on that set, because I'm pretty sure he shouldn't have been allowed anywhere near children at that point in time. I think he's doing a lot better now.
What was his part?
I don't know. I'm just Google showing me all the movies he's been in.
I'm doing Crispin Glover, Like Mike. I don't know. He looks really creepy.
Shocking.
It's Crispin Glover. The motherfucker looks creepy at all times.
He looked fine in Back to the Future.
I mean, he was a little weird.
He was the main antagonist in the film.
Oh, of course he was. That makes sense.
He's talking about Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Makes that movie.
He was the head of the orphanage. Yeah, I remember that.
I actually do remember him in that movie now. Yeah, like, so the one time I saw that movie on TV.
I've never seen that movie, so.
You need Michael's secret stuff.
And there's three things you need to watch. Like Mike, Blank Check, and Dunstan Checks In. You're welcome.
I've seen two out of those three.
I've seen three out of those three, and I agree with Chris.
You guys remember when Carlos photoshopped my face onto the Dunstan Checks In poster?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. What?
Yes. Because then it just said Dustin Checks In. Like, it was just, it's so obvious, but yeah.
He was there in front of us the entire time.
I'll have to try to find it, maybe put it on our Instagram, but he photoshopped my face onto that poster.
Please.
It's somewhere. I can find it.
Please, please, please. Godspeed, Crispin Glover. We hardly knew. No, he's still alive. What am I eulogizing?
Yeah, what are you?
I don't know.
In memoriam. We're doing it in memoriam now.
Oh, boy. Video games, huh? You guys have been playing Destiny 2 a lot lately while I've been hanging out on PC. Not a whole lot, but, you know, if I'm gaming, it's been on PC.
Yeah, when we got time.
Destiny 2 feels great right now.
It is pretty nice.
It's like an old friend that's coming back into my life, you know. What was that?
Don't worry about it.
He's trying to find something to troll us while we talk about Destiny 2, I guarantee it.
Don't worry about it. No, keep going. It's fine.
No.
No. Well, if we don't keep talking, then we will get sued for copyright. No.
Yeah, we have to keep talking.
We have to keep talking over it.
So, it feels good. You know, a pretty good story that brought back some elements from Destiny 1's story. Collectibles are back. Finding objects in, you know, the DLC.
It's fine. Keep going.
Okay. You could have joined us too the whole time. Just throwing it out there. You could have been right there with us.
I know. I could have been.
No, but it really, it does feel really good. You know, they're definitely making some better changes. You know, you actually want to play more. And they, you know, I was just telling Dustin the other day that they've even put up their summer plans of what they're going to do. And
their summer roadmap.
Yeah, it is called the roadmap.
I was trying to avoid roadmap, all right?
I haven't even looked at it. I didn't know it was called a roadmap. I just guessed.
I was trying to avoid roadmap, but yeah, so they're going to do, they're going to bring bounties back. They're going to bring back weapon randomization, which I think is great, like stats.
Are they?
That's mm-hmm. what it says, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, maybe when that happens.
They've already started with some...
I'll be back.
They've already started with some minor changes here and there. Just the fact that we, you know, Chris and I played the new campaign, whatever the little story. We finished it in an afternoon. Like it doesn't take long, just like any normal DLC campaign. But we found ourselves spending quite a bit of time like collecting things and searching for things. So it feels nice to...
You want that out of your MMO shooter RPG?
Yeah. We want loot out of what we consider to be a looter. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's like masterwork now. And then once you masterwork your weapon, you can level it up as you kill enemies. And there's this large quest chain afterwards that got us one of the, you know, most powerful weapons ever made in Destiny's universe.
Yeah. The motherfucking sleeper.
It could be nerfed, but it feels just as good, man. It could be nerfed, whatever. Don't care.
What is it?
Sleeper stimulant.
Oh, sleeper stimulant's back?
Yes. Oh, we spent hours collecting, doing this quest line to get this, and
because they brought back heroic strikes, and goddamn, those are hard.
I've heard
they
they're a little too hard for some people, but
Chris and I straight up quit one.
It was just impossible.
We were at the boss, and we just stopped.
Couldn't do it. It was too hard.
And that's after we played one where it took us an hour and a half to beat it.
Well,
I feel like if we would have had Kenny with us, though.
Yeah, Kenny.
Yeah.
I killed Kenny 35 or whatever the fuck his name was.
We teamed up with this random guy, mm-hmm. and like he just was like, I was in awe of his playstyle. Like, it was so good.
No, Chris, you're missing out here. If we would have had the third member of our fire team there.
I got burned.
We would have beat it.
Quickly. I've given up on Adam ever playing Destiny with us again.
I'll never give up.
That's in the past. Might be right. No, I've accepted this. He's not coming back.
Say it ain't so.
I got burned. I mean, I might come back eventually, but not for a while, because your bachelor party's tomorrow, followed by another one next Wednesday, plus the one I was already at a couple weeks ago, and then three weddings in 8 days. Like, all my money is going towards this. I'm also supposed to get God of War, Dragon Ball FighterZ, and then all these expansions. And so, you know, I got to prioritize.
Hey, man, that's understandable.
A little fiscally responsible.
I'm hoping he'll be back for the next expansion.
I feel
there's
like,
a decent chance that could happen.
I feel like the fall expansion is going to be the one that might bring.
But
you
then
back.
Also, there's Spider-Man. Dead
and everything else is getting announced in the next few weeks. I gotta play my Fortnite. One of those games finally today for the first time.
Homeboy finally won one.
Fortunately, only with 3 kills. That's not even like the most I've had is like 13, and I couldn't win with that. But 3 kills is fine.
A W is a W.
That's right.
Exactly.
Got the first one out of the way. Now it's all uphill from here. Time to get those double digit, triple digit kill. Wait. Anyway. What? You might see me. Fall expansion.
Yeah. I think the fall expansion might be the one that, you know, if what they say comes true, I think that might be the one that might bring you back. But that'll be just like when we played D1 and you and I didn't come back until the Taken King.
That's
what brought us back in. Yeah, so
they still got some splaining to do.
Oh, yeah. For
lack of a better term.
it's not quite there yet, but Chris and I have had a lot of fun.
I'm glad you guys
with Carlos and Jeff. Yeah,
enjoying yourselves.
It's been a good time. I've I've enjoyed at least the collecting aspect of it again and finding little secrets here and there.
I've been enjoying myself playing my PC games, my Battle Royale games, and I've been getting back into, I beat the Fractured But Whole, finally, which was great. I highly recommend it if you have it and you haven't beat it.
Yeah, I still need to beat it.
Yep. Really enjoyed that, and then I started up Shadow of Mordor, because I'd never beat that game, so...
Oh, it's so good.
I'm going to plug my way through that, and then I think it's God of War after that.
Good. Good.
You know what you should play is Far Cry 5.
I'd love to, if... if I only didn't know part of the ending.
I don't know what to say.
I don't have it queued up, but I'd start playing all by myself again for you. But unfortunately, that's gone.
we talked about Infinity War and the end of it, and I thought that Adam beat Far Cry 5, and I accidentally spoiled part of it. Not the whole thing. He could still beat it and see the ending. Oh, yeah,
for sure. It's
But again, I did it's just accidentally like any, spoil something.
It's just like any Far Cry game. You have choices you have to make.
I should have blocked you on Twitter immediately. No, it's fine. I know it was an accident, and I know deep down in my heart how bad you felt.
Dude, I felt so terrible. I
know. It was just so funny that Adam and I were talking about it at work earlier that day. And then it was like 3 hours later, you dropped that, and we all just like looked at the
it
chat.
It may or may not be uninstalled from my computer right now, just to save up on some space. But it will get reinstalled eventually, especially once those DLCs start coming out, and those look like a lot of fun. So it'll get beat eventually. I just need some time away to forget about that tragedy and it ever happening.
I feel like I'm getting really shit on this episode.
No.
A little bit.
I'm getting super shit on in this episode right now.
Then this is the gotcha journalism part where I'm bringing on Josh again to talk about whatever you love and hope for.
Fucking Chris just takes his headset off and walks off into the sunset. Gotcha. It's already dark out, but...
No, it's
okay. Sad Hulk music.
On that note, we're sponsored this week, once again, by Slumberyard Handcrafted. Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to build your dream. Visit their website at slumberyardhandcrafted.com. You can see their portfolio, a calendar of upcoming events. I don't know why I said it that way. And you can schedule a free design session with them if you have anything in mind. It is, I'll say now, because I think they were there, and I know there, Slumberyard has a thing going on tomorrow locally. and it's their busy season. Would you agree?
Oh yeah.
Design sessions are going to be tight to schedule around. But I know if you have something in mind and ask, they'll do their best to fit you in, to their ever busy schedule. And by the time, you know, you have a market during the day and then a bachelor party at night in a completely different state, I'd say his day's pretty full.
Anyway. It is pretty full, but I mean, at least he'll make it there for dinner, so.
Exactly. Check out slumberyardhandcrafted.com. You can also check them out on Facebook and Instagram at slumberyardhandcrafted and get some behind the scenes goodness. And thank you, Slumberyard, for sponsoring.
Thank you, Josh and Julie.
Love you. You're the best.
Oh, you're back.
I was there the whole time.
I know you were.
I was actually lighting a candle. I think I farted too bad. I've been really, like, honestly gassy lately. I think I need to start taking Beano or something.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Have you been increasing the fiber of your diet?
I mean, I eat a fiber one bar every day.
Okay. That's your problem. That's
not a problem. It's a good thing. His body just has to get used to it.
No, man, it's got that soy protein in it. Anytime I eat a fiber one bar, same thing happens to me. It's just like death coming out of me.
Have you guys ever heard of Huel before?
It's pronounced fuel.
No, it's Huel. It's like
I opened for them one time.
Well, it's like a meal replacement plan.
Okay.
You know, it's like a shake.
Okay.
It's like Soylent.
Like a
Yeah, it's a Soylent thing. Yeah.
Replacement type thing.
Yeah, I get those ads all the time. Those
Never seen
that. I used to drink Soylent, and that shit was the same thing. Soy, it would just give me the worst possible gas.
So I drank it. I drank it for like 2 weeks, no problem. But then one day, all of a sudden, like I got to work, and that's the day I think I messaged you guys. That was like before 9 o'clock. I shat five times at work, and I don't poop at work. I'm not one of those guys.
Home base,
you know. I'm a home base pooper, 100%.
Understandable.
And it just didn't feel good, and I haven't had one since.
That reminds me. I was telling Adam this earlier today, but last night Katie made some chicken and asparagus, like pesto pasta.
Yeah,
it was delicious.
Sounds delicious.
Yes, it does.
Except she used some really high fiber noodles, like pasta, and I ate some last night, and I was dropping so many bombs in the bedroom that she could have called off the wedding, and I would have understood. Like I'm just
that poor girl.
Yeah,
you're the last person that needs fucking fiber in his diet.
Shit.
Okay? All right,
no,
you shit
yes,
more
shit.
Than any
yes,
person
yes,
I know.
Yes, shit.
You poop more than any person I know, by far.
Hey, man, I'm regular.
I'm proud of you. That's, like, I want to give you a high five. Like, cool, I wish I had that.
Chris, I think if you kept drinking those things, maybe in 2 weeks, it would be a rough 2 weeks. Your body might normalize to it.
Yeah.
I might. I have, like, a bag and a half full of it, so.
Then you'll catch up to me.
Well, if we just want to round out the trifecta here. I ate Chipotle yesterday, and I couldn't do any of the yard work I intended on doing because my stomach fell out of me after I got home from work yesterday.
You began unfurling.
Yeah. And then again this morning.
Welcome to Shit Talk.
This is what happens when you're 30.
Hey, man.
I should probably eat dinner tonight at some point.
You haven't eaten dinner yet?
No, man.
Ooh. Get your whole life.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
There you go.
I'll just
use DoorDash.
I could.
And have them deliver Chipotle to you.
I might. My wife is at Lucha right now, and so I'm hoping there might be some leftover situation happening.
Ooh. This episode brought to you by DoorDash.
Please give us money. you know, I fucking love DoorDash. I don't want to keep talking about them because they haven't given us anything yet, but it's a good product.
The fact that they brought, like, we were playing D&D Saturday, and, like, Katie had Starbucks delivered. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, and then I got me and Caitlin Starbucks. I'm like, yes.
And then I delivered a tablet.
Yeah. You DoorDashed for free.
Yeah, I didn't get any payment for that.
You did later?
I didn't.
Oh, well, that sucks.
I'm owed. It's a line of credit.
You are owed.
Anyway, real quick, I'd like to tell you guys, without telling you guys, how fucking excited I am to DM my mini arc for you guys when the time comes.
Dude, I can't explain to you how excited I am for that.
It's going to be fun.
We got to play with you as being their DM for one small session when we lived at my old house, and I was so excited to see where that was going, and then we just, you know, everybody got busy and we just couldn't do it anymore. So I'm just waiting.
I just love that that session ended with Dustin rolling a critical one and basically lighting himself and the room on fire.
Not going to lie, this time it's planned. So now I definitely have ideas and things you can do instead of kind of making it off the dome. Although the critical one where you blew up the room was fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that was, I think I whispered boo or something as they walked up the stairs and then tried to kill myself, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I still truly love my intimidation roll from the last game we played Saturday.
That was
cinematic level.
That was clutch.
That was pretty tight.
I'm going to roll 20, intimidate you.
So, 20. An idea I've had for the future for that group is, you know, speaking, you know, to hop on trains that have already probably left the station, start streaming and recording that shit and then posting it online on the internets for people to enjoy, because
I'd be all for it.
That could be fun and doable.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I would like to float, because this is coming in the next month. Your listeners' ideas, if you would like to see us stream and watch together on Twitch, our Twitch channel, E3. The conferences.
I like that idea.
I do too.
We can figure out a way to. Okay, we'll have some behind the scenes talky talkies.
It's possible for sure.
But keep your, you know, dear listener, keep your ears to the horizon, and then your eyes when we stream.
keep your ears to the grindstone, as they say.
Yeah, that's the same.
But speaking of E3, I mean, that is coming up in the next few weeks.
Nice.
And it's exciting. Like, it's very exciting for video games right now.
I was excited last year.
I know.
Yeah, it was too.
It's like 2 years in a row where I'm just like giddy.
And I was also excited the year before that. So like,
exactly.
They're on a. It's on a good streak. I think at like about 3 years ago, 2-3 years ago is when they opened up to the public, right?
Yeah. And I laugh because I read articles like E3 is losing its momentum. It won't be around anymore. I'm like, what? Like, no, it's been really great so far.
Yeah. And Boykin talked about that at he was on a couple episodes ago. Like, it's doing well. Or seemingly doing well, we'll see. But there's lots of good games to be had lately, and in the future, and stuff we already know about. And then there's a whole litany of things that we have zero knowledge about right now, waiting to be released into the world. We're gonna see Red Dead, right?
Is Rockstar gonna be in there?
Oh, that's a good point. I don't.
Rockstar's
know.
Not known for their E3 presence. Honestly, they're not.
But because the game is coming out in October, maybe?
I don't see them on the...
Well, then, I...
Wow.
Retract
Saturday's EA, Sunday is Microsoft, Xbox.
All right, so Saturday we're going to get Anthem, we're going to get Battlefield 5. What else? Supposedly Dragon Age?
I would love... Dragon Age 2.
Four.
What'd I say, 2?
Yep.
Sorry, I was just reading Rage 2 from Bethesda.
Dust is tired. Yeah, that got leaked. Walmart leaked some stuff, but apparently, like, Borderlands 3 has been confirmed to not be there.
Really?
What?
Take
I
two.
Want it.
Disappointing.
I want it so bad.
But you don't know. It could still show.
You never know.
They should say that just to keep people off the trail, but I want it so bad.
I'd be excited for two things, not including Borderlands 3. I think that's a given, but it was just in my head. The next Rocksteady game, because Batman Arkham is amazing. And their idea is Superman from the rumors.
Oh, really?
An open world Superman game.
I don't know how I feel about that, but that's just me.
And then the next Devil May Cry game would be a lot of fun.
Ooh,
I want to see what Neversoft or not Neversoft. Who is it? Fucking the. People who make Dark Souls. Sorry, I gotta adjust my chair.
Yeah, Bloodborne.
Could we get a Bloodborne 2? Could we get a Dark Souls 4? Doubt it.
Yeah.
Doubt that. But they
probably not. But
they have a new IP as well, supposedly.
How about some more Cyberpunk 2077?
I think there's a whole conference dedicated just to Cyberpunk from CD Projekt Red.
I want to see more Death Stranding. I really want to see.
I do and I don't.
I know, but like every time they release something, it's like I want to watch it. I just want to see more of it. And of course, The Last of Us 2. I want to see more of that. See how far they've gone. Maybe we can get some somewhat gameplay or something out of it.
I would like
some. I would just love to see some of that. I'm still partially interested in Anthem, but I don't trust EA enough to.
I mean, we'll see.
Take a shot on it quite yet. I think they realize that people are getting such a backlash that they might actually be reversing some of their stances on
They did. Like their multiplayer only is now you can do single player now. Like you don't have to be online. Like that was reversed.
Yeah. And they freed up a bunch of the previously behind paywall stuff in Battlefront 2.
And then I was excited for Black Ops 4, but if everything I'm hearing is true, then I don't know, I'm less excited about it.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Dustin.
Oh, yeah. Just like the zombie mode possibly changing a bit. If it's not going to be the same story, I think Adam and I were talking about this yesterday. I mean, I would like to see the same story keep going, but I mean, if they're going to change it, then whatever. But
well, we haven't seen any gameplay of it yet, so that'll be the that'll be the big teller. I watched the trailer for it this morning. It looks pretty interesting. It looks like a good concept.
Okay, I haven't watched that yet, but as far as I think, is it just going to be a new? It's going to be a new story entirely, right? Because it's going to be more modern.
Wait, what story?
The Black Ops 4. No,
there's no campaign. There's no campaign.
What?
Yeah, there's no single player campaign. It's multiplayer. Nope. There's going to be a battle royale, and then zombies. Zombies is where you're going to get any kind of semblance of a campaign.
See, I liked the Black Ops campaign.
I also liked it, but I can also see why they would take it out. So
sure,
I'm not
save a whole lot of money on.
I'm not super upset at it.
No,
but you know.
But I mean, if you want me to pay $60 for a game, you better all of that multiplayer, zombies, and everything better
and battle royale.
I'm interested to see what that's gonna look like.
So Eidos Interactive.
Eidos or Eidos? Wait. Those are two different companies. Wait, hold on. Sorry.
I've always said Eidos, but you know I say things wrong. Yeah. So they made Hitman, Tomb Raider, I believe, still.
It's pronounced Cornelius.
Chican. Good.
Well, they have... I don't even remember this ever being announced or reading about it until now, but they have something called the Avengers Project, which Marvel, yeah, apparently, and it's been it's another unknown to the point where we don't know what kind of game it is. The rumors have pegged it as being some sort of Destiny-style cooperative experience, and with the huge success of Infinity War and Thanos' guests in Fortnite, like, it's now the time to announce this. That sounds cool.
Maybe.
If taking it at face value, if that's exactly what it turns out to be, you can fucking take all of my money. But we'll see if that lives up to how that sounds.
And then Bethesda's always nice because, like, whatever, so far their trend has been whatever they show at E3 is announced that year.
Are we going to get Rage 2 this year?
I think Rage 2 is already confirmed, right?
For this year?
There's a trailer. I don't know if it's this year, but I remember it's been confirmed it's coming out.
Did either of you play the first Rage?
Nope.
No.
It was okay. I don't know. It was a sandboxy car Mad Max game, basically. It had its moments, but overall, I mean, it was fine. So I found it very interesting that they had announced a second one, because I actually didn't see that coming. So
sure,
we'll see what that has in store.
I like how this thing that I'm reading says for Xbox or Microsoft says we're due for another Halo.
I mean, we are due for another Halo.
Are we really, though?
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't gotten old yet.
No, that sun is setting.
I mean, it's still a moneymaker, obviously, but
you know what it's time for?
I didn't even finish Halo 5 when we were playing it on the X-Bone.
You know what it's time for? Another Splinter Cell with Michael Ironsides.
He wasn't in the last one, was he? Ironside?
He was not, but he just made a cameo appearance in Ghost Recon Wildlands in a mission in there.
I could get down on some Splinter Cell.
I didn't play the last one, but I remember playing like the first four, and then the one before the last one, I can't remember, was like Double Agent or something, or Retribution, I can't remember what it's called, but it was a lot of fun. I remember... It was a lot of fun to play it.
I haven't played any of them except the first one on the PlayStation 2.
Damn, it's a long time ago.
Which was a fantastic game. Don't get me wrong, I loved it. But I don't know. I've always just been like Metal Gear. But
yeah,
I understand the differences. Another random one that I think is Catherine Full Body, which. I don't think either of you played the first Catherine.
No.
But
I played a demo for it.
Okay. I'm actually last week and probably tonight, I've been playing through the first game with Misty. It's a lot of fun. It's very interesting. So now that there's a second one already coming up, that's cool.
Did we talk about the Division 2 yet?
No.
I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do with that. Just from what I've been hearing about the Division currently with how well it's doing. I keep wanting to just play it, but I just got not the time to do it. So,
if they got the end game right the first go around, we probably still would have been playing that for a long time.
Oh, would have played a lot longer.
Yeah.
A lot
longer. We might still be playing it.
Because it was fun. But then once you got to the end game, like, it was just impossible to do the hard stuff, like the end stuff, and then like it was hard to find the gear to get to the end stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but we'll see. I mean, the thing is that you could have, you know, potentially a Resident Evil announcement, seen as the success of 7
you do it as another DLC?
A Resident Evil DLC?
I think I could see them announcing another DLC for that.
They could.
I could see that.
Did another one ever come out with Chris Redfield?
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
I should probably play that.
Huh, there's a whole bunch of Switch Nintendo games that could possibly be announced, which might make you want to get one.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that if Switch, you know, they tease Super Smash Brothers, but the thing, whole thing is that people are like, is it just a port of the Wii U one, or is it a brand new one?
I'm gonna understand and then, it's a port.
Whatever. I love Smash Brothers. It's always fun. And
it's a good party game.
It's just, yeah, it's a load of fun. And then with Metroid being announced, and then the Pokemon, which the rumors are it's going to be like an actual Pokemon game on Switch, because they have a deal with the Pokemon company, whoever owns them, I forget. Is it called the Pokemon company now?
So, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I think it used to be called something else, but like it was supposed to be just like the Pokemon games are supposed to be just on portable consoles, right? Game Boy, 3DS, whatever. But the Switch is technically a portable console, so they kind of found a loophole in that retrospect. So that's exciting, you know.
Depending on what's announced, I might even get a Switch at this point, but I'm still kind of waiting just to see.
Cue all by myself again.
Well, I do want to borrow somebody so I can play Breath of the Wild on it.
Let me know.
Yeah, man, that's a game that I really want to play.
It's
so.
A good time.
You got a Wii U, right?
Yeah, but if I have access to somebody's Switch, I'd rather do it on
that's
that.
The same reason why I fucking bought a Switch for Breath of the Wild. It's like, yeah, Dustin and Carlos have a Wii U, right? And you can just borrow it. And I'm like, yeah, but
it's on the
new thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, plus, if I actually get to use a Switch and play around with it and get to see and feel it, then that might actually help me decide to get one.
I'm still playing through Bayonetta on there, and it's a lot of fun still. So.
Yeah,
but then also, Square Enix, you know, and a release date for Kingdom Hearts 3 has been. They said it's coming out next month. Final Fantasy VII, you know, you said the rumors of it being not until like 2023 or whatever.
2024 or something crazy.
There was an interview with one of the producers or maybe one of the writers or directors. I don't know who, and I'm not going to look it up right now, so apologies. But was being interviewed about it, and then because it had been delayed a little bit, which is fine because they're trying to get it right. And he said that we might be able to see it by the time the next one comes out or something along that line, which would be 2023. And that blew up on the internet as it does, or anything does. And then the actual person who translated the interview from Japanese to English came out and said, whoa, 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 pump the brakes. The person from Square Enix in question said that as sarcastically as possible, and it was a joke.
Okay.
And it was literally lost in translation. And so it's, don't worry, it'll be before then.
Yeah, no, he was actually talking about Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh yeah, maybe
2024.
But with that, Kingdom Hearts 3, Dragon Quest 11, you know, I'm due for a good RPG, you know. Final Fantasy 15 was a lot of fun, and I still highly recommend you guys play it.
I should.
It's especially with the Royal Edition out now, and
they've done some crazy things to that game since it's come out.
They keep adding stuff to it, and the game itself is a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I played it twice. I beat it. It was that combat just left on, but I would recommend it for sure.
And one random one, Fighters, fucking Soul Calibur 6. And
I like Soul Calibur games; those are fun.
Five and four were pretty garbage, but this one is basically a direct sequel to the first game, which was amazing. So we get that. Probably, I would assume most of that cast of characters, and hopefully it does well.
I think I played the second one a lot. Is that that's the one that's on GameCube, right?
Yeah, and it had could either be like
Link
or Yoda or
Was it Darth Vader? I thought
it might have been Darth Vader, and Xbox got Yoda. Or that could have been three. I don't know.
But I remember
this time we get Geralt.
I remember people getting pissed because I'd be the cheap player on because I wasn't that good at it, but I could get people out of the ring a lot.
That's all that matters. I know Soul Calibur is one of Misty's favorite games, so we're pretty pumped for that.
It's one of the few games like that I actually enjoy playing, which is saying a lot.
I've been hearing good things about it, so that's good. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Dragon Ball FighterZ?
Maybe once or twice here and there.
Okay.
No,
I heard that's good. I heard that's a lot of fun.
Is it? Is it on sale? Is it on sale?
You sure it's not pronounced Dragon Balls? Your reaction was perfect,
Chris. If it goes on sale, I'll buy it. How about that? If it goes on sale before my ready for purchasing games again time happens, I'll buy it.
Yeah, I'll watch you guys play it.
It does look like a lot of fun,
but we'll see. I mean, the thing, it's going to be exciting. There's going to be a lot of stuff. The
fucking time of year again. Summer's here. Saturdays for the boys and streaming game. I don't know.
Yanny.
Don't start that.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking listened to that out of fucking principle now. And everyone's dumb. I hate everyone. You're all dumb. All of you.
No, because you said Saturdays were for the boys, and that's Barstool Sports, right?
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, that's one of the main people for it. But anyway, so there's a video the guy over there said. He's like, it's Yanny. Whoever hears otherwise is fucking wrong. I invented the internet. Thank you for playing. He stops the video. It was just funny to me.
I've actually listened to it, and I've never heard anything other than Laurel.
I refuse to
believe it's anything else. It's actually been confirmed that it is Laurel.
It is Laurel, but it all depends on the frequency of how you hear it. I have bad hearing. I really do. So I hear it, but the New York Times, I guess, made something that you could lower the frequency or something, and I could hear it at that point a little bit, but I still hear Yanny. But so E3 is going to be a lot of fun.
E3 will be a good time. We will really take a good look at figuring out how to stream it and maybe do a watch along. I really like that idea. That'd be fun.
Yes, queen.
And with that, it's time for Tweet Corner.
Tweet Corner.
Yep. All right.
Well, we only have one tweet today.
Cool.
Because we're doing it on a Friday.
Yeah, it was a little...
So some of our frequent flyers did not tweet at us. So, now, with that said...
Okay, we'll make up for that next week. Or next
time. I know we get listeners of this podcast to please tweet at us at CGY Podcast with any question you want. PG-13 probably.
Well,
maybe even a little rated R.
We can adjust on the fly. It's fine.
We can adjust on the fly with hashtag Tweet Corner, and we'll read it and we'll answer it. Please,
to the best of our abilities.
But this week's comes from 20KTeen at KatieDoodles8. At CGY Podcast, what is celebrity Paula Abdul doing nowadays? Plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery?
Yes. Right now.
How dare you?
She didn't fuck that cartoon cat. I'll be highly disappointed.
I bet she did.
She's the closest, I think, out of the entire cast
of, you know, Who's Framing Roger Rabbit to have brushed up against our animated friends and that cat's huge dick.
Oh, God, just Jessica Rabbit, though, man.
See, now, see what you've started? You brought up Roger. You brought it up, and now he's just going to be all about...
I can hear your erection?
God.
I hope she's doing well, straight up.
What?
Sorry.
I feel like we took two steps forward, and now we've taken two steps back.
Opposites attract. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, puns.
Hey, Clark.
What?
What's the game that you've sunk the most time into?
Ooh.
Lately or for like...
In general. You're getting Jeff's question from last week.
Yeah, oh, what shit. Games have you sunk the most hours into? Wow, you just brought that out of left field for him to answer.
Well, Steam has on hand that I have sunk about 360 hours into PUBG. So that's a lot. Damn.
That's quite a bit.
However, outside of that, like, I've spent a lot of time in Red Dead and / GTA, probably.
Chris and I looked up our time for the first Destiny game, and it was like 480 hours for me and 800 hours for Chris, something like that.
Yep, I was 890.
Close to, I think I was like at 600 something.
Yeah.
We looked that up last time.
So I said officially Destiny, but unofficially, because I can't track it, is World of Warcraft.
I'd also say Ocarina of Time for me. I play that a lot and often as a child. That was a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Jeff said this last week, and I thought you'd like it, so I wanted to read it to you.
Thank you. I think that means we can call it.
Yes.
As always, well, I don't know about last episode because I wasn't here.
Oh, we did. Chris
I did a shower thought. I did a shower thought.
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
We kept it going. Welcome.
Well, this week, our shower thought is brought to you by user Gina Taro. North Korea is making peace with South Korea, and PlayStation still won't allow crossplay with Xbox.
No shit.
It is officially episode 25 in the bag. Thank you so much for listening. You can catch us here next time at CGY Podcast. You can catch us on Twitch sometimes when we have time. twitch.tv/totallynotadam87.
At DustyRhymes42.
And at Myron.
Come and watch us.
Come and say hi.
But thank you for listening. We will see you next time. We have a special episode next time around because that will be Dustin's wedding. So we have a special thing happening, which I think everyone will enjoy.
We're also live streaming his wedding.
I'm so excited for everything but that.
Twitch.tv/Myron to see the wedding. That's it. Episode 25 has been back. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
And I've been Chris.
See y'all next time.
Bye.
Love you.